For those of you listening on the podcast, as always, we're starting to go live. We're waiting for the feed to go up on YouTube. You're listening to Dockside at the Bay, and we are getting ready to go live. The gremlins over at YouTube are working, and we're getting the feed up and running, and then I'll be able to post to the world over on Twix saying that we are live. And the gremlins seem to be almost there.
Getting there, slowly but surely.
All right, and then we can go ahead, copy the link, and we can share it now. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dockside at the Bay. I am Vinny, this is Kim.
Hello, everybody.
How's your week?
Week's been going pretty good. Week's been going pretty well. Just, I don't know, just trying to check stuff off my to-do list the past couple of days. It's been a little nuts.
I completely understand that all too well. You are listening to Dockside at the Bay or watching, of course. Thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and hit that like button. Subscribe, get notified of that notification bell. And if you're listening on the podcast, go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I think what I'm going to do is we're going to see how it goes, but I believe starting next week, not next week. Oh yeah, we will be here next week. It's 2 weeks. We're not going to be here. So after our hiatus, April 8th and 9th, there will be no Suds in the Squared Circle, Suds News, or no Dockside at the Bay because of WrestleMania weekend. I will be in Philadelphia. Tuesday, I'm driving back, but I want to at least relax Tuesday night. So we're going to go ahead and skip those two nights. After that, I'm going to look to put Dockside at the Bay on its own podcast feed. So we'll look to split that up in a couple of weeks. So just pay attention and go ahead and look for Dockside at the Bay to have its own podcast feed going forward in a couple of weeks.
Very excited.
Yes. As always, I do want to mention we are an official affiliate for WWE Shop. So go over to sudsandsquaredcircle.com/wrestling merch and you'll be able to get all your favorite WWE merchandise. And we get a commission of those sales. Get your gear for WrestleMania coming up on April 6th and 7th in Philadelphia, as well as SmackDown, Raw, NXT. I'm going to be in Philly for that entire weekend. And if you're going to be there, I hope to see you there at WWE World on Friday as well. That's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. I am looking forward to that probably just as much as the actual wrestling events. Let me go over, I went over it last night on the Suds News, but let me go over the current brackets for our hashtag Soap Suds March Madness. It's really going very well. Go is specific towards the Bay. I do want to congratulate the late great Jackie Zeman for Sophia Madison being the Bay champion for this year. She only had to beat Pete Garrett in the first round, and then she got two straight byes because of ties in the games that in the polls that were supposed to be against her. So she's in the Elite Eight facing the Bold and the Beautiful champion, Eric Forrester. So two legends going at it on Twix right now.
I don't know. My money's on Sophia.
And you know what? I believe I'm going to check it right now. I'm going to go to the polls if I could find them. Let's see. That was that. The Elite Eight. So here we go. So for the Elite Eight right now in the YNR championship match, it's Abby Newman and Devon Hamilton. And in the Bay versus Bold and the Beautiful, Sophia Madison is beating Eric Forrester by 80% to 20%. Abby and Devon are tied at 50% each. So hopefully it's not another bye to push her into the Final Four or to push her into the championship round, I should say. But in the General Hospital and the General Hospital or the Days of Our Lives bracket, the championship match right now. John Black is defeating his son, Brady Black. So that's a good matchup. Right now, John is in the lead. And in the General Hospital, in the General Hospital championship match, Laura Collins is defeating Felicia Scorpio. Felicia Scorpio actually has beaten all of the Corinthos men on her way to this championship match against Laura Collins. The winner of the GH match goes up against the winner of the Days match, and then the winner of the Y&R match goes up against the winner of the Bay versus Bold and the Beautiful. So that's all set, you know, and like I mentioned last night, for the final four and the championship match starting on the 29th, which is Friday the 29th, you're going to have 7 days to vote on the final four matchups. GH versus Days, Y&R versus winner of the Bay and Bold and Beautiful. You'll have 7 days to vote on those winners. And then the championship match will start the following week, which will be Friday, April 5th. And that's going to be another week. And then we'll announce the champions the following week. So that's a little bit of church notice news that we had to take care of. And now we did say that because we are now between the Bay the Beginning and the actual Bay series, we were going to do something special. And what we did was we watched the, and we're going to review the Valentine's Day special they ran this year on Popstar. And I actually got it on Amazon Prime. I paid for it. But yeah, it is on Amazon Prime. No. Yeah, it is. It's on Amazon Prime as well. So you
And I
can.
streamed it through the Popstar app. As long as you have an account, you're able to stream it there as well. So.
You know what? I tried. I didn't have my Roku set up, but I had my Xbox set up, and there's no Popstar app for Roku. So
Gotcha.
I went to the website, and it didn't really work too well. And I tried to stream it from my phone onto my Xbox, and it didn't work. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'll pay for
Trying to make the nice love story special complicated to watch, I guess,
it.
which is.
Exactly. But you know what? I enjoyed it.
I
And
did well. I did as well.
with Tim Whitley's commentary, big.
Oh my
He
gosh,
plays
that just
character. You don't need us. You just can just watch it.
it was so fun. And it was fun being able to just go back and kind of see scenes and sequences that I hadn't watched in quite some time and kind of whet my appetite to start watching the main series, starting soon.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the commentary throughout and just the general kind of like, setup of the whole special was just, it was fun. It was, a way to just kind of, look back at earlier stuff on the show and also just kind of get excited for, what's to come down the road and things like that. So no, it was a fun special and I'm glad we got a chance to check it out.
Yeah, it was. It was great. You know, the premise of it being that Candy has been released, Big Candy has been released from prison, and Sarah Garrett, you know, promised her a job. So it's her first day reporting for work. And it just happens to be Valentine's Day. But she gets in there, nobody's in there. There's only a folder on the table. And she's like, okay, this must be what the paperwork I have to start filling out. And then there's a knock at the door, and there's a UPS guy. The former Mr. Britney Spears, Sam Asghari, was the UPS guy or the delivery guy, and he brought her flowers and candy from a secret admirer.
Yeah, super cute. Just like little interaction there. And then she's trying to figure out who everything is from. She's trying to, and then she reads through the card, starts eating the chocolate, realizes there's no name attached. And then she's like, well, okay, I guess I'm just going to kind of sit here, eat my chocolate, and turn on this big screen TV right in front of me.
Yeah.
Catch up on some Garrett wedding drama.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta suspend your disbelief, but what don't you have to suspend your disbelief a little bit? You know, I've never been to a job where the first thing I do is, oh, let me turn on the big screen and here's some, you know, flowers and candy specifically for me, you know. So
Hey, there are, worse ways to, worse first days to have for sure.
you're absolutely right. And you know, it was great because I love how she broke the fourth wall.
Oh,
Like
me.
she started talking to the camera and saying, oh, I didn't realize you guys were here. When did you guys get here?
Yeah,
Like
that
we
was
were in the room.
yep.
So
A little tongue in cheek, a little just commentary direct because, we're gonna be watching some crazy, she's like, we're gonna be watching some crazy stuff, just roping us all into what we were about to see was just, that was a
It
fun
was.
little strategy for the special.
Exactly. So, they give a montage of the weddings and proposals as kind of the opening credits to the show. And it only says, that's really only starring Kim Whitley and special appearance by Christos Andros and Sam Asghari. So that's really it. It was pretty simplified, and it was just a show of the. I thought it was just going to be the weddings, but it turned out to be the actual lead up to the weddings and
There
the
was a
story.
lot. It wasn't just, all hearts and flowers or big dramatic weddings, just little pieces from that. They did kind of show just lead in. So, spoiler alert, if you're not entirely caught up with the show, you are going to see some stuff that's, to come, that's a little bit, and they don't really, hide away from, a lot of storylines that are in the future. So,
Yeah, no, it was I mean, they went through the entire series of what was, the weddings and the proposals and stuff. So even me, where I've only really seen, the wedding of Pete and Vivian outside of Brian and Zoe and that debacle, everything else was kind of new to me. So it was fun. And they started off. They actually started off with Brian's wedding, of course, and we covered that just a few weeks ago on Dockside of the Bay because it was part of the Bay the Beginning. And it just went through the entire drama behind it.
And Candy's commentary, and that was great, her
Yes.
saying basically, "Oh, Zoe, you're up against some creepy shit." Like, just her interjections throughout were great. I just, that added a lot of color, that added a lot of fun,
Yeah.
kind of highlighting all the craziness that happened at that particular wedding and whatnot. It was
It
that was
was. They showed how Igor got into Zoe's bedroom and said, "Here, you dumb broad, look at these," and just that line alone,
stupid broad.
yeah, you stupid broad. Yeah, that's what it was. She gets the pictures of Brian and Isabella, because he and then we find out in the series that he set Brian up so that he could ruin his life and ruin his marriage. So it's just how it happened. And then you see, my thing is, looking back at it now, wouldn't Brian have known there was something wrong when the bride wasn't being escorted to the altar by her father?
Think, that might be like a little bit of like a red flag. Also, the fact that, like, I don't know, the veil looked like almost like one of those, like, like, I don't know, it looked like something you'd wear if you were like protecting yourself from bees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
And
most
the
so.
veil and the wig, and he lifts up the veil and there's a guy with a mustache, so he gives him a rough look and decks him.
No one would think, that would be a little bit of a red flag, seeing that walking down the aisle, but what are you gonna do?
Exactly. And just to interject here, you always know that in any wedding that happens on a soap opera or in wrestling, something is bound to happen. Even if we were to compare it to some of the infamous WWE weddings, the wedding of Stephanie McMahon and Test, and then you see on the big screen that Stephanie was drugged and Triple H brought her through a wedding chapel in Vegas, and they ended up getting married through a drive-through chapel, so Stephanie couldn't marry Tess because she was already married to Triple H, and that was like years before they actually got married in real life.
I think I need to start catching up on some of the W. They need to do a wedding Valentine's Day special about
There
that, because I'd watch
actually was
that.
on Peacock, if I'm not mistaken, and you know what? Let me go over and just double check, because I believe there, at least during Valentine's Day, they actually had a playlist, a WWE playlist, regarding the weddings in wrestling in WWE history.
That's something, because that sounds about just as dramatic as some of the stuff that we saw, and it's not even, totally separate, but not totally separate.
I wonder if it's still there. But let me,
It's melodrama is melodrama.
yes, you're exactly right. WWE, I mean, it's all about WrestleMania right now, but I believe there was, if I'm not mistaken, and folks, I am currently looking on the cock, so no, they might have taken that playlist down because it's past Valentine's Day, but they did have it, you know, they did have it. We could
Still, there's a way. I might try and uncover it and see if I can find it elsewhere. Because, yeah, I admit, you got me curious, that little description there.
yes, that was back in the late 90s. I will have to find out as soon as I
I
find
know
it.
she enjoyed watching soap clips from the late, from well, early late 80s, early 90s. That's some of my binging on YouTube consists of watching old school soap opera clips. So
Yeah.
I wouldn't be opposed to going in and watching some old school wrestling clips as well, I
I will
suppose.
find them. If they're not on YouTube, then I will find them on Peacock and send them your way.
I appreciate.
So after they go over the wedding, you know, Brian and Zoe's wedding that wasn't, they moved on to Pete's. They show Sarah and Lee's, I guess it was
Yes.
their third wedding.
Yeah, this was their third that they'd already kind of shown us, you know, in the obviously in the beginning they flashed back to it, and it's still very sweet and lovely. You can tell that, like, you know, even though obviously she winds up with Lex and Lee ends up, you know, you can tell that she and Lee still had that connection. Their wedding is very sweet. Those vows are very heartfelt. It's, you know, it's a lovely little scene. So,
Until Lee cheats on Sarah with Jay.
until, you know, like in that little moment, everything seemed nice and rosy and happy for them. It clearly goes awry very fast, but in that little, you know, that little sentence, you could see it. You could see their connection. And they still had a connection, you know, even though, but, you know, it's just kind of funny seeing it all kind of shift by the end of the special. You get to see, like, you know, her and Lex, you know, in that whole situation as well, which is just also just so.
Yeah. Exactly. That was actually really, that was really fun to watch too. And you told me you fast forwarded through it, so you didn't have to watch that.
All right, I admit, because I haven't seen all of the most recent season, I didn't want to spoil myself by just watching the wedding. I wanted to watch that and, you know, the full episode, you know, get the full effect.
Yeah.
So I did fast forward it, but they looked at each other in, like, this, you know, just in a lovely, sweet way. And from what I could gather, it's going to be very in real time. So
Yeah,
it's,
no, it was good.
yeah,
But
even if, like, there is, like, dramatic. Soap weddings, it's funny because it's like you've got the big dramatic kind of thing that can happen in the background, or you just have it as an excuse when the couple is at, like, exchanging vows to cut to the crowd and show the couples that are having tension, that are having moments, and they just exchange longing looks at each other while there's vows going on. You know, it's just they set up for so much. It's great.
Here's another famous wedding in WWE history. Back in two, I want to say it was 2003. They ran a storyline with a tag team, Billy and Chuck, that they were giving the allusions to them being gay, and they were going to do a commitment ceremony. It wasn't a wedding per se, but it was a commitment ceremony. And when they got to SmackDown, that was, you know, like I said, I think it was 2003, if I'm not mistaken. When they got to the SmackDown that they were going to do it, they ended, you know, they got there. Their manager was their wedding coordinator, and everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, they start getting cold feet because the two guys that were involved in the angle said, "Oh, we thought this was just going to be a promotional stunt, not really getting married." And then the person who, you know, who was playing the preacher peels off his mask, and it turns out to be the general manager of Monday Night Raw, Eric Bischoff, and his tag team 3-minute warning comes down to attack Billy and Chuck. So that's another wedding in WWE history.
My goodness. Okay, so, like, that's another thing. I feel I need to view this now. I'm genuinely, you have piqued my interest. It just sounds fun and insane, and very, I'm very curious about that now.
All right. Well, so after Sarah and Lee's third wedding, we move on to Pete's love interests. You know, and they show the tension between Vivian or Vivian saying that, she'll marry Pete. This is the time where, and we're going into the future in terms of where we are, but in season, I think it was season one or two of the actual base series, Sarah gets arrested
Yes. I
and
believe at the end of season one.
end of
And
season one,
season
yeah.
two, she's in jail.
Yeah.
And yeah, Pete's desperate to get her out, and the only way that they can see going about doing that involves, Pete with a ring on his finger. So like there's some, I can't remember the exact specifics of it all, but I did, it's funny, like touching back, I was like, I knew there was I was trying to think of like why is she so resistant? Now I remember, because they weren't getting married for love, they were getting married just to get Sarah get out of jail free card.
Exactly, so that he could have access to his trust fund to pay the bond money for Sarah, because it was before she went to trial. So that, and all of her assets were frozen because of the nature of what she was accused of, and that was murder of the grandfather of her grandfather, Red, I can't remember his name, Red Garrett, yeah.
For what it's worth, the family seems to have bounced back nicely. I mean, that office, if the office building was any indication,
Exactly.
it seems to be thriving now.
Yeah.
So clearly in the future, everything is rosy and everything's good.
Yeah, exactly. So, they show how, Pete and Vivian agree to get married, and then, Pete goes to
Poor
jail.
Vivian is so conflicted, because you can tell that like she wants to help. She's like willing to do this for Pete, even though it's not, and you can tell that she is struggling so hard with that decision.
I think
And
she struggled with it on the actual wedding day,
yes,
but
when she's talking with Zoe,
yeah.
just the conflict that she's feeling, and after she speaks with Will as well.
Especially when Will comes in and tries to talk her out of it.
Oh yeah, and Will is like, just like, what are you doing? And to be, I mean, he's like clearly jealous, and he's like, calling, him a dumbass, and just all, you're gonna marry this clown.
Yep.
He is just not, but Vivian like sticks to her guns. She's just like, listen, she's just, oh, she's such a sweetie.
Yeah, no, it was that those were good scenes with Zoe and Vivian.
Yeah, and even Zoe saying like, listen, all of this is going on, but
Yeah.
you have the option to get out of here. You can't, she wasn't like trying to like trap her into anything or make it seem like she's like, you can just runaway bride right the heck out of here and, be done,
And
which.
then and you see Pete go to Janice and be like, I can marry you and we could be happy. And, Janice kind of turns him down and says, you have to leave,
Yeah,
you have to go.
Janice and Pete. I'd actually kind of forgotten about the whole wedding situation with the two of them, and like how the relationship steeped, got up to that level. I'd kind of forgotten that detail. So when, and you can tell, and then when Janice comes back and just kind of, I made a mistake, but you can tell at that point, oh, just, yeah. And I think Candy like sums it up by just talking about like, poor Janice, or says something along the lines of, you've been through a lot, girl. Like, just she's
But
speaking.
that it, but I honestly feel that before we get to the whole Janice and Pete topic, I feel like that wedding with Vivian and Pete was snake bit from the very beginning,
Oh, yeah.
because okay, so Vivian shows up, and right at that time, Daniel decides to tell Pete that Janice was raped, so his mind is elsewhere, so during the vows, when the preacher goes, do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife, and he's kind of just standing there. He's
Yeah, he's
dumbfounded.
deer in the headlights, just can't,
Yeah.
processing what he just heard all the while, all these
And
people are.
then right at that point in time, somebody screams about, Jack being shot, so everybody goes,
Quite a bit of drama.
yeah.
And I, and then, yeah, as soon as like, big decision's about to be had, they're looking at each other, they're not sure if they're going to go through with it. You hear about the mayor, and it's just like, oh boy.
And then, after that's all squared away, they just have this quick ceremony, with the preacher and Daniel and Avery there, and that's it. They tie the knot, they go through with it, and but I thought it was kind of funny because they showed the dream that Janice had of, Janice and Pete, getting married. Hey Nathan, welcome to the show. Welcome to the chat. I hope you are watching. I hope you did get to watch the Bay's Valentine's Day special on Popstar and Amazon Prime. That's what we're talking about today. And yeah, it's funny because I'm like, even in Janice's dream, Pete says, no, I can't marry you.
Yeah, she's just, it's not meant to be, obviously. But, she still tries to like, she flat out says like, I made a mistake, and comes running up, and she's all hopeful, and she's got this look on her face. And then you see Viv just very like comfortable with Pete, and all just kind of like, all smiles about, the two of them and what they're about to start up. And it's just, it's a little triangle there. It's a sad little triangle.
And Pete, in the dream, Pete says, no, I don't. And then, she wakes up from a nightmare.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her. I haven't gotten to that. I don't remember. I actually don't remember that.
Yeah, I'd kind of forgotten some of those details with Janice as well, but she kind of gets dealt a, rough, she just has to deal with a lot of stuff.
After that, we move on to Daniel and Caleb,
Yes.
professing their love. I think I'm just at the point where Daniel's starting to realize that he's gay. So I haven't actually seen anything with Caleb.
Yeah, no, but their relationship, and it's funny because even Candy's, kind of says like, you just know that like some bad shit's gonna go down, but let's watch anyway. Because it does kind of, they show Caleb, they show Daniel, but then they kind of quickly delve into everything that transpired, around when they were getting married and everything like that too. And it's just a lot of drama surrounding those guys. But their wedding was, I thought, I the two of them together, so much just chemistry, and I really appreciate their relationship. So
And now who was Matthew? Matthew was now I know that Daniel said Matthew was the one that helped him realize who he was. So I'm assuming he was the guy that he met at the party where he got the blowjob and figured out that he
yeah,
liked.
there's honestly, those details were a little bit fuzzy to me too. That's something I'm gonna have to go back in and just kind of re-explore. I'd forgotten that piece of things. But yeah, there is, that they basically kind of say, with Matthew and that whole kind of stretch. Yeah, that was at that particular point in Daniel's arc when he's trying to figure things out, and but eventually he does figure things out, and it's lovely until all the drama transpires.
But they end up they finally end up getting married. And I mean, I thought that was kind of cute because in a small intimate ceremony, they said I do, and then the rest of the four people that were there kind of jump up and cheer and
Yeah, and it's kind of similar to even I thought that the wedding, Pete and Vivian's kind of second wedding, like the real kind of with it that they do with the preacher. I love that. I think that preacher character is awesome. Considering, like, just his accent and just everything, just just he's just so like just such a dynamic character, and the whole sequence I just thought was lovely. And they just look so happy, and it's just that's like probably the, I mean, obviously their first wedding wasn't exactly like, it wasn't, the second wedding is the meant to be wedding when they really want to be together, but super, I love the way that they handled that, and I thought it was super
No,
cute.
I do too. Then we see Lex propose to Sarah,
Yes.
and then in a home invasion, and the guns
Yeah.
start going off.
No, lovely proposal, so sweet. There, she like she just she gets she's so happy,
About it. Yeah, she's very
and then
happy.
it just, you've got it set up against like New Year's fireworks, Auld Lang Syne playing in the background. You just see her get freaking like gunned down in her living room. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, and so Sarah does get shot, and she's then they actually move to a different story. I thought they were going to continue with that story first, but then they show Pete and Vivian in the back seat of the car, and Vivian gives birth
Yes.
to their son. And then all of a sudden a masked man comes up and in the in the front of the car, he takes off the mask and it's a doppelganger of Pete. Turns out to be his twin brother, Adam, because he comes up and says, "Happy New Year, brother."
In, his British accent with his, slightly different colored eye and, just very, yeah, just a very different. That was an interesting kind of cliffhanger to see for the first time. I remember that pretty vividly. And yeah, that was that whole sequence at the end, going from the shooting to the confrontation with the car to they just, that is an action-packed
So
cliffhanger for
that
sure.
was the same episode.
It all kind of transpires around the same.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten that far yet. So yeah, I'm anxious
Again,
to read
something to
this.
look forward to because it's a lot of drama just cutting to different. There's a lot going on.
No, I can tell. Because then they continue with that storyline as we see Adam having Vivian tied up. So I'm assuming she was being held captive for quite a while. Because then he puts a ring on her finger.
And that's that whole sequence is a whole other. I mean, when they kind of cut to in that season, it's like really, it feels like it's divvied up between two different worlds because you've got like the rescue mission and this all kind of stuff happening on one side of things. Then you have every the aftermath of everything that happened with the New Year's Eve on the other side. It's just it's
Okay.
quite a journey that they take us on.
So, they cut to the actual wedding that Adam is going to be having with Vivian, and she's there in her wedding dress, and there's another woman that kind of looked like she was wearing a wedding dress with a machine gun and just armed guards everywhere.
Not an ideal situation to like, be exchanging vows. Not great.
But say that. She told somebody, I don't know who the other girl was, that she had faith that Pete was going to show up. And sure enough, Pete does show up with a machine gun, and gunfire starts ensuing. And then Pete and Adam are fighting, and I thought it was kind of odd to see Pete fighting with himself. Obviously, he plays both characters,
It's a
so
little.
they had to do a stand-in at one point. In some of the shots. That's why you see, from the back of the head on, when Pete's grappling, or Adam's grappling.
Yeah.
But either way,
Fighting your twin. Yeah.
yes. And then Pete and Adam are kind of fighting, and Adam ends up going over the side of a cliff. Pete tries to save him, but Adam said he can't have that.
No. I mean, out of all the weddings, I feel like that one brings kind of the most drama into the mix, and that's saying a lot. So,
That was probably the most soapy
oh, for sure.
wedding
At
that
location shoots, you've got like, rescue missions, you've got bad guys left and right, you've got the good guys trying to find it. There was a lot. Felt very sweepy, felt very soapy, felt very just, there's a lot. But
And then the final show wedding they show is Sarah and Lex's.
yeah, I did not listen to the vows. Did not. I saw it coming. I'm just like, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna hold off. I don't want to, spoil myself for that little piece at least, because I know that like
Oh,
they're.
I mean, it's Sarah is recuperating from getting shot. She's in the hospital room, and Avery and Sophia show up and decorate the room, and they end up getting married in the hospital room. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. And the other thing is that Pete has blonde hair now.
Yes. At the very end, when he's revealed as Candy's secret admirer and he makes his appearance, kind of do a double take because you're just like, oh, wait a minute, is that? And you see the touch of blonde in his hair now. So, but no, super cute that he's the one who sent her the flowers and everything, and just it was like a nice little cap off to the episode. It was cute. As
Although, as far as I know, he's still married to Vivian, so
far as I know, too, but Candy did protect does protect Sarah, and Kara,
true, yes.
helping his mom out, making sure that everything's cool when, oh gosh, getting into that. plot again.
Yeah,
That was a fun ride when I was watching that initially. It's gonna be fun re-exploring all those seasons and seeing that again because it's been a bit. But yeah, no, Candy's Sarah's girl, so and vice versa, so.
but you know what? Honestly, I enjoyed it. And it was an hour episode, and it flew by. That's the one thing I have to say about The Bay. For
Yes.
all it's worth, they're generally 25-minute shows, half-hour shows if you're going to watch with commercials, which I don't. It's a half-hour show similar to Bold and Beautiful, but this show, I have to say, the episodes fly by.
They
Like,
do.
they pack so much information into it and so much great story into the show.
It's so quick and it's fast paced and you have to keep up with it and you have to just kind of follow the story, but they do it in such like an articulate way. It's very, yeah, it does fly. So even when we start kind of tackling two episodes per, kind of per, it's still gonna be, it's a quicker, it's a quick binge. It's an exciting binge. It's
Yeah,
worth it.
no, it's fantastic, and you could literally just get drawn in to keep watching.
Oh yeah.
The watchability of the show. Now, granted, they haven't been on for 60 years like a General Hospital. They haven't been on for, over 50 years like most of the shows. And The Bay are Bold and Beautiful is reaching, I think, 30 years, just over 30. But it's like you don't have all that history. So yeah, you're gonna have lulls in the action. The Bay is relatively new. It's been on for about a decade, minus some chunks of time where they weren't anything. So 7 seasons. But it is probably the best written soap opera that I've watched.
Yeah. Just because it's very taut, it's very just action packed as you said, but they take the time to you get to know these characters, you follow them along, you get taken on these kind of twisted crazy journeys with them, but you're still seeing that character development. It's all just happening in a very condensed sort of, space, but it doesn't drag. It doesn't like, there's no fluff, there's no filler. It's just it keeps you engaged, it keeps you entertained, and you want to know where these characters are going to wind up. You genuinely start like, you get invested in them and you want to see where they go and you want to see the way they also draw in like extended family and other characters. They do it so seamlessly. It's not awkward. It doesn't feel forced at all when they start blending in new faces, because they do. I mean, over the course of the series, there's a lot of different folks that get introduced, and but no, it's very compared to at least the four that are currently on network, at least the current writing status, in my opinion, at least, it's the sharpest and the strongest.
Yeah, no, and there are other web series out there, not to mention the
Oh
one
yeah. Oh
on
yeah. No, I'm talking, yeah.
UK. But I mean, there's Studio City, which is produced by Sean Kanan,
Venice.
Venice, and other ones over in the UK and on the BBC and all that. Not
Yeah.
the Spanish telenovelas that,
Yeah.
but.
No, I'm definitely, but just in terms of comparing it to, current kind of network drama, daytime, I'm, seeing more just like old school soapy elements. If I know it sounds weird to say,
But
but yeah.
it's got a refreshing new twist on it. You know what I
Yes.
mean? It is. There's a lot of the old soap tropes, but it's got a new twist on it, where it's like you're questioning what's gonna happen next.
Yes.
You
It
know?
leaves wanting more. It's who was it? I think it was Agnes Nixon who said, make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait.
Yeah.
I
And that's
feel like
what it boils down to. I mean, you can't make them wait anymore, and this is one of the biggest things that I have with the viewing public is everybody wants everything now. Like, there's I love long-term storytelling. It's the same thing in wrestling, where the current storyline that's a big storyline with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. Roman Reigns has been champion for over 3 years at this point, which in the modern era has never been seen. And this storyline has been going on since August of 2021. Or no, I'm sorry, August of 2020, when Roman Reigns came back after, COVID, and won the championship at that point, and hasn't lost it. So the storyline's going on, and it's the best story that they've had in a long time. When you're looking at a lot of and even with the soaps, when it comes to, like, just off the top of my head, the Brooklyn and Chase love story on GH, that took a while for them to get together.
Yeah, the build, the slow journey to get there. It's almost more fun than when they actually get there.
As long as the writing is good, yes.
Yes. No, the writing has to be, it has to, you have to have that tension. You have to have just a general sort of, you get the people invested in them. You want to see where they wind up. Slow burn can be done really well if the writing is, strong and they're willing to like be patient with them, take their time and let them develop. But we don't really, we're lacking in that in a lot of ways.
And you can't get to the point where you can't get to the point where it's going too slow that the audience loses interest. Because
Right.
a lot of people did lose interest on, Chase in Brooklyn, for example, because it was going too slow.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that lost interest in the Pikeman storyline on GH. There's a lot of people that are losing interest on the Baby Swap storyline on Days right now because
I can, speak to that. Yeah, I feel like, there's certain you there's has to be like a balance. There's a way to find that, and I feel like it's a struggle now, but you used to be able to get away with it in like, like previous, like it would take forever for certain couples to get together. At least it felt like it, but you were invested in them because they took the time to like really just kind of the chemistry was there. They took the time to build out a story. They knew where they wanted to go with it. It just felt more planned, deliberate. You get a couple with a spark and you're going to develop the heck out of them and you're going to like put them into a place where they can thrive and you want to like develop, let that develop naturally. I
Yeah.
don't know. We're missing that element now.
No,
You
you're exactly right.
know, I'm all for like, things developing kind of over like organically and over t versus, just kind of throwing people together. And then just kind of rushing through, like speed running almost some of these relationships that we see now,
Exactly.
which doesn't really work either, because then it's just, I don't know, that can be difficult to kind of sit through too. Because then you're not as invested in these two, and you're almost like, well, why should I be?
Right. No, you're exactly right. And that's where it comes down to that having that there's that thin line, but the writing has to be there, and I feel like the Bay does it best at this point.
I think so too. I think so too, because we've taken the time to kind of see like, Vivian and Pete's journey. We go from a place where, okay, like they were getting married because they felt like they had to, and because they were friends, and because she's a good person, and because he was in a tough spot. And then, you get cut to the two of them actually having a wedding for real, and you're invested in the two of them. And, it doesn't, it's not that difficult when you've got a couple that's got like that level of just kind of chemistry to just kind of develop them that way. And, the way that they, choose to kind of chart the course of that relationship, I think is just super strong.
Yeah.
And, I feel like, same can be said for other couples on the show as well. And couples are like, where this is like, that's what you care about. Darn it.
Oh, no, exactly. But that's pretty much it. We've kind of exhausted the topic of weddings on the Bay. I do want to promote something on go if you go to whatever wherever you find your favorite spot podcasts, whether it's Apple, Amazon, iHeart, or Spotify. JLJ Media has a series called the Easter Hare series, HARE in terms of like rabbit-like, the Easter Hare series. If you go to it and download the show called The Messenger, which is there now, was just released yesterday. That is my wife and I are the two actors in that episode. And then we'll be seeing more of me in the next episode to come out for the Easter Hare special. So check that out. As well as there's a lot of stuff, a lot more audio dramas coming out from JLJ Media. Keep that go ahead and you could download anything from JLJ Media and pretty much you have a hit on your hands. But anywho, final thoughts on the weddings.
Just that, it just sparked my interest to dive into the main part of the series now and start kind of, tackling season one.
Yeah.
Just because seeing some of the clips and things like that and just kind of seeing far ahead again, it's just it's like, oh yeah, now we get to kind of I get to revisit this, I get to kind of re-explore it, and I'm looking forward to it. So
No, exactly. And and even although I just started watching it not too long ago, I took a little time away, but today I watched episode one and two, and it ties a lot together, but that's for another show. That's for next week. Remember, starting next week, we're going to do two episodes a week. So episode one and two on The Bay season one, which is, you can find on Amazon. You can find it on Peacock. You can find it on Tubi TV as well as Popstar. Much more availability for the Bay series itself. Check it out, and we'll be doing episode one and two, and then we're going to be skipping the 9th of April, and then following, after that will be every week. It'll be two episodes of the Bay series. Bay season one, I should say. So, all right. We're about out of time. We're done. We talked about everything to death. Again, just to remind everybody, we are an official affiliate of WWE Shop. Go to substancesquarecircle.com/wrestlingmerch and utilize that affiliate link for us, and that gets that gets us commission and gets you great merchandise. They just released a whole new line of MLB inspired championship belts. Based on your favorite team. They've got the NFL. They've got a Super Bowl belt there as well. So go ahead and do that. And then again, remember next weekend is WrestleMania weekend. I will be in Philadelphia. So if you're going to be there, go ahead and look, say hi if you're going to see me there. I'll be at WWE World on Friday. Then I'll be at the ECW Arena on Thursday for an indie event with WrestleCon. Friday will be SmackDown. Saturday will be NXT as well as WrestleMania Night 1. Sunday is WrestleMania Night 2, and Monday night is Monday Night Raw. So I'll be there in Philly. Feel free to come up and say hi, and we could talk some wrestling. Outside of that, I think we're done.
I think we are too.
All right. Well, Kim, have a great week. We'll see you next week. For those of you who are watching, thank you. Definitely hit that like button, subscribing, and notified. If you're listening to the podcast feed, go ahead and give us a 5-star review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your favorite podcast. All right. Nick, and have a great week, and you'll find us next time sitting dockside at the bay. Have a great day. Have a great week, everybody. All right. Live stream.